and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, that number is 918-336-1400 and the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. And looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising. Licensed running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I am here till 9:30. And I'll say good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a Reese Quick Slide fifth wheel hitch in good condition. And we need to get it sold.
Okay.
My phone number is 918-340-9941.
Okay, and you said it's a fifth wheel hitch that you're wanting to sell?
918-340-9941. Yes.
All right, we appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, you take care. Bye-bye. All right, we appreciate that. Keep those calls coming in at 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936, and for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Here till 9:30, our time now, 9:13, and with that, I'll be right back.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Sometimes I'll come to a home and a guy will have a receiver and some older speakers, and the older speakers don't sound so well, but just upgrading the speakers only and keeping their existing receiver can do wonders for a home entertainment system.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
The Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality has reviewed a permit application submitted by Befesa Zinc U.S. Inc., formerly known as American Zinc Recycling Corporation, for monitoring and maintaining a closed corrective action management unit and hazardous waste landfill facility located in parts of Sections 11 and 14, Township 26 North, Range 12 East, Washington County, Oklahoma. The street address for the facility is Highway 123 and West 11th Street, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, 74003. DEQ has made a tentative determination to renew a post-closure permit for Befesa Zinc U.S. Inc. for its facility in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. The draft permit and its conditions propose that Befesa Zinc facility continues to monitor and maintain the existing corrective action management unit and hazardous waste landfill facility, which includes semi-annual groundwater monitoring. The draft permit would be issued under the authority of the Oklahoma Hazardous Waste Management Act and the Federal Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. Further information, including the application, the draft permit, and a fact sheet may be reviewed at the Bartlesville Public Library at 600 South Johnstone Avenue, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Telephone number 918-338-4161. Persons wishing to comment on the draft permit or to request a public meeting should submit their comments or requests in writing to DEQ no later than 45 days from the date of this broadcast. DEQ's mailing address is P.O. Box 1677, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73101-1677. For further information about this notice, please contact Hillary Young with DEQ at 405-702-5100. That number again is 405-702-5100.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you? Hello? Are you there, caller? All right, nobody is there. Looking for your call here at 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a mossy oak trail cam for sale. I'm asking $65 with best reasonable offer on it. I have the USB cord, the power connector, and 128 gig SD card for it. Also, I've got a copper radar detector for 100. I've got a handmade quilt. I'm asking 144. I've got an air stapler slash nailer, and it's a Campbell Hassenfield. I'm asking 50 for it. Still have the 96 Honda Magna project bike. I'm asking 700. That's reasonable offer. May consider trades. You can reach me at 918-703-7904.
All right, so you have the Mossy Oak travel trailer, or a travel cam, I'm sorry.
No, it's trail cam.
Trail cam. Mossy Oak trail cam for $65, a USB card, a SD card, for 120 SD card, right? For sale, the radar.
128 gig, yes.
Okay, radar, contactor for $100, detector, the handmade quilt for $140, the air stapler for $50, and the 96 Honda Magnum project bike for $700 or best reasonable offer, or consider trading of something of equal value on that. And again, the number is 918-709-3905.
No, 918-703-7904.
Boy, I was wrong on every number there. All right, again, 918-703-7904 is the number to call for the Mossy Oak Trail Cam, the USB cord, and 128 gig SD card, the radar detector for $100, the handmade quilt for $140, the air stapler for $50, and the 96 Honda Magnum project bike for $700 or best reasonable offer, or trade for something of equal value. Again, 918-703-7904. That is the number to call.
Yes, Bill.
All right.
You have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Can you hear me now?
Hi, yes, I can.
Oh, good. I'm calling this morning to announce the January meeting of the Washington County Republican Party. This is an open GOP meeting taking place this Monday, the 17th,
okay,
at 6:30 p.m. at the downtown restaurant Crossing Second. We will have at least two speakers on Monday. The first speaker will be Americans for Prosperity's Luke Harshaw. His topic, 2022, how each and every one of us can be part of the conservative call to action. Luke will introduce a new program coming to Bartlesville in the next few months. This will be a certified advocacy training program for conservative principles and values, something we have needed for a very long time. Next, our very own local hero, Sheriff Scott Owen, will conduct an open Q&A on today's hot topics impacting our community and the rights and freedoms of our citizens. That would be all of us. March 11th is the deadline to register to vote in the April 5th school board election. We will have the voter registration forms at this meeting and help filling them out. As usual, this will be an exciting and informative monthly meeting of the Washington County Republican Party. That's this Monday, the 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the downtown restaurant, Crossing Second. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And again, that's the monthly meeting of the GOP party. This month's meeting is this coming Monday the 17th at Crossing Second at 6:30, with a couple of speakers there that will have some interesting ideas and things like that that they're going to pass along to you. And again, that is this Monday. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our time now, 9:21. With that, I'll be right back.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging, breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered to you on your phone, only on K1 text.
To the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
Hi, this is Erin, the owner of the Crafty Candle Shop. We've been advertising with the radio for the last year, and let me tell you, radio advertising does get results.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls 922. Let's go ahead and check in with Alan Crone about our weather.
In the short term, it's a warming trend that'll continue right on through the end of the week. And then this weekend, it's a return to winter. A much stronger storm system will roll through the area Saturday, bringing blustery conditions. A chance of showers even changing to some snow shower activity for part of the area Saturday. Today, sunshine, a few clouds, and highs in the lower 60s. Southwest winds much lighter in speed today at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow morning, lower 30s, and then highs tomorrow, also lower 60s with north winds. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, it's beautiful out, sunny, 39 right now, and looking for that high of 62 with a low of 30 this evening. And tomorrow, pretty much the same, high of 63 with a low of 31. And then Friday, cloudy skies with a high of 55 with a low of 32. And then Saturday, back to some lower temperatures, about 40 expected during the day, with about 60% chance of some precipitation, and then a low of 23. That could all change, though. It's Oklahoma. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. Time now for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
Wait till next year. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma app. The Energy Information Administration is out with its first short-term forecast that includes 2023, and it's predicting U.S. oil production will surpass its pre-COVID high next year with an average for the year of 12.4 million barrels a day. With U.S. crude inventories reaching almost 464 million barrels by the end of 2022, that's about 11% more than where supplies ended 2021. Other predictions in the new outlook, U.S. natural gas production now predicted to hit a record high average of 98.2 billion cubic feet a day by September of next year, with exports of U.S. liquefied natural gas continuing to grow over the next 2 years, while natural gas will maintain the number one position as the fuel of choice in the U.S. for electric generation. Coal will still be in the number two spot, but is expected to lose market share to wind and solar, with solar now expected to grow by more than 25% a year over the next 2 years. The U.S. benchmark oil price is now forecast to average $71.32 a barrel this year and $67.50 next year. In the here and now, energy traders are apparently feeling much better about things now, thank you, pushing U.S. benchmark crude prices up to a two-month high on Tuesday, with an IMEX February crude contract ending at $81.22 a barrel. The big driver of all this, new confidence that demand will continue to grow while supplies will stay tight for the time being. Natural gas prices jumped as well, climbing another 4.2% to repeat Monday's rise, finishing Tuesday at $4.25 a million BTUs. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. I'm Matt Skinner.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Hey, cattle producers, in the new year, it's time for Bell Ringer 34 from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Coming up the 12th, 13th, 14th of January, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, being held live in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at Embassy Suites Convention Center, South Meridian, Oklahoma City, 8 a.m. each morning. 139,500 head will be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it is time for our Doggone Report. For complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab, it'll drop down, then click on the Doggone link, it'll open up. You can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. Click on the Submit tab, it'll open up. You can submit your information, give us as much information as possible, and at the end, you can upload a picture. Now, you can still call the office at 918-336-1001. Leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. We have a lost female black and white striped cat with white socks, a domestic short-haired, 900 block of Southeast King Drive here in Bartlesville. She's spayed, does not have back or front claws. As for Chloe, 918-214-1663. Found cat, gray and white, domestic short-haired on Colonial Estates. Has a blue collar, no tag. Call Marinal at 918-815-2400. And that is our Doggone Report for this morning. Out of time for any more calls today. I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls. Have a beautiful day.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWOM.
They come in for a session, it's all about the other person. She, bam, 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 bam. You wouldn't believe. And then she goes back, oh, yeah, well, how about you, bozo? Bam, 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 bam.
Maybe your spouse isn't the real problem. This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Dr. David Clark encourages couples to do a little self-examination.
I say this is not helpful. You're probably right in what your partner is doing wrong, but it doesn't help. You can't do anything about that. So stop the rocks and the bottles. I'm going to have you look in the mirror very solidly, pray over this, and write out the mistakes you've made in the marriage for next time. You can hear a pin drop in the counseling session. But you know what? That's how we start. That's how Dr. Clark starts. That's how the Bible starts. It starts with looking in the mirror, the log in your eye. Take a look. Be very honest about mistakes, regrets, things you have to work on. That's A. And then B is what you're going to do, what you want to do to change those things.
More marriage insights from Dr. David Clark today at FamilyMinute.org.
A bill to sanction China, Charity McCurdy reports.
Oklahoma U.S. Senator James Lankford has co-authored a bill that would sanction China if it fails to allow a credible and comprehensive international investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 outbreak. The bill says laboratories in Wuhan engaged in risky